All right. You want the eye? Yep. All right, everyone, let's go. Parshas Balak.
Hundreds of people.
Hundreds of people. Take your seats.
Thousands of people going to come from
there. That's exactly right. There was a story. There was a story that was a bachar was going to get thrown out of yeshiva. And the bachar was really smart. He really did something disgusting, but he was a really smart bachar. And he told the Rosh Yeshiva, you can't throw me out without Din Torah. They went to Din Torah. So the Rav said, the Rav told the bachar what he did. The principal told the Beis Din what the guy did. Terrible. And the bachar said, it was terrible. But the rule is you can't have a judgment without the Bali Dina, without the litigants there. If you throw me out, all my kids are going to be off the derech, not from, and they're not here right now. So you can't go ahead and have a court case against me because all my descendants aren't here yet. Really? You throw me out, they're all off the derech. The Beis Din accepted the taina, they took him back in the yeshiva, and he became a big Rosh Yeshiva. And you're looking at, no, now here's the story. Let's get to work over here. Anyway, okay, so we want to discuss a big yisoid. The Sarah's going to think that he heard this yisoid already, but you didn't. In our quick wins this year, I touched it, but now we're going to build it. Now, I remember when I was a kid, I played arcade games, and the driving games, I couldn't reach the pedal. Yeah, I had that moment where you want to drive, you want to play that big arcade game, loud noise, but you just can't reach the pedal. So what do? So I put the money in, I have the steering wheel, and I asked my father, my brother, go ahead and push the pedal for me. And that's what we did. And then when I'm driving golf cart, you know, up the ante a little bit, I love the golf cart, same thing. I couldn't reach the pedal, but I had to drive that golf cart. So my brother pushed the thing, and that's how it goes. Anyway, that is a true story. Now, there's a Gemara Makis that I had to be very, very honest with you. I learned this Gemara the first time in Shavuos 1997, which goes back 24 years ago. It's the first time I learned this Gemara, and I really believe this Gemara has been the driving force in my whole life. Right, cute? Anyway, here's the Gemara. It's the Gemara Makis, and it comes up in this week's Parsha. We're going to see where it comes up. Where? Which Gemara Makis, Max? Yoram Ebez. Max is on the ball, boys and girls. Zot the Gemara. Ahem. Amar Rav Huna. Gemara Masechta Makis, Yoram Ebez. Amar Rav Huna, Amar
Elazar. Which one's the driving force?
You'll see.
Or just this?
Both, actually. Good question. Min HaTaira, Min HaNeviim, Min HaKesuvim. From the Torah, from the Nevi'im, and from the Ksuvim, otherwise known as Tanakh, B'derech she'adam roitze leilech ba molichen oso. In the way that a person wants to go, molichen oso. What? You're about to see what I said. What does it mean molichen oso? Then you'll get him about over here. B'derech she'adam roitze leilech molichen oso. What does that mean? The path that you want to go? Molichen oso. Molichen oso. We started. We're building, baby, okay? Molichen oso. What does molichen mean? They'll lead you. Who's they?
Moshe.
Good. We're gonna bring it in. We got something this week, Pasha. What? Very good. What does it mean, molichen oso? Yuri? That. Moshe. Get involved over here.
Moshe,
so with Derek. All right, listen to this. We almost have a million. I mean, a million. We almost have a million. The Derek, Adam, Lelech, molichen oso. So the way it works is, the Gemara is saying that you pick the way you want to go, and molichin. What's molichin? So a nice dig. It's not molich, lashon yachin. Molichin. I believe the Mefarshim say it's malachim. Hashem will send his malachim and will take you. You pick the course. Now, what are the rayas? The Gemara says from Tanakh. What are the rayas? So the Gemara, min haTorah dechsev lo selech imahem. Where is that pasuk? Oh, what a coincidence! And this is parsha. It says lo selech imahem, and then uksiv kum lech itam. So the first time the pasuk says vayavoy, vayomer Elokim el Bilam lo selech imahem. That was quick, man. We just got involved.
I told you.
The dash adam lo selech. Bye. Now, woo, that was nice, right? So we have over here Achayim. You're lucky. You get to hear the best year in the world. So we have over here the dash adam lo selech. This week's parsha. This week's parsha that. Hashem said to Bilam, "Lo selech imam, don't go with them." And yet, a few psukim later, it says, "Vayava lo kemel Bilam."
And Moshe.
What? And Hashem came to Bilam in the night by Yarmulo in Likarla, Kom Lech Itam. Pala says, Kom Lech Itam.
Gemara explains.
Zati Gemara, we see from here, the dash Adamote Lelech, Malikanso. The path that you want to go, you will be, they will take you. That's really funny.
I have 42 actually, if you read this
part. That's even funnier. So Rashi on the Chumash.
That is
7 times 6. Rashi on the Chumash says, it's a different pasuk, right? It's interesting, right? If this were be a pilpul, we would understand. The Gemara quotes one pasuk, and Rashi on Chumash. The Gemara quotes a pasuk by Midbar Chaf Beis Chaf, and for those following, the Rashi picks Chaf Beis Lam and Hey. It's interesting. There it says.
So maybe there's two.
Lech and Manashim. But the point is, Rashi and the Gemara both pick a pasuk that Hashem told Bilam to go. What's going on over here, Yudel? What's going on?
Snap crackle.
What's going on over here? We have over here a big Yisite. You have a big Yisite. What happened? What happened? They don't say this turn 5 towns. You better get it now or you're going to not get it. What happened?
Right, Ezra's here.
What?
So.
Recordings.
April, Ezra.
Ezra is here. I'm going to see him today, hopefully.
Why now, is he not here?
The Pasuk says, I don't care about the recordings either. Whoever's lucky enough to hear this recording will realize that they missed a really good shmackish year because they get to have a dialogue.
Who's giving this year, Rabbi?
Anyway, so listen like this. Here's the way this goes. Hashem told Bilam, don't go with them. Don't go. And then what happened? Hashem said, go. What's going on over here? Hashem said, don't go. They said, go. Don't go. This is my example for those who walked in late of my inability to reach the steering wheel, to reach the pedal. When you're driving, when I was a kid, I couldn't reach the pedal with the arcade game and the golf carts. That's what life is. You think your foot is on the gas pedal. You think you're putting the accelerator. All you're doing is controlling the steering wheel. That's your bechira. Your bechira is which way am I going to turn? Turn this way, turn that way. But where the path, the speed that you're going to go, and if you're going to go, is malichan or so. Your job, last night was worth your while, right? Okay, wow, you have a shirt this time. So now, whatever, for the recording. Anyway, I didn't say his name. Now like this, just for the recording. Anyway, so you have over here, that's this Yisrael, the Gemara Makis Yudam Beis. When I learned this Gemara, I was definitely on the fence. My parents, when I went to Eretz Yisrael, my first year after high school, so like the whole community in Baltimore knew, everyone in Baltimore knew, oh, that's Goldberg, he's going for 1 year. Like, because that's what everyone knew. I'm only going to Israel for 1 year. Oh, Goldberg, he's only going for 1 year. Only one year. Like, you walked into anyone, oh, hi, I heard you're going for 1 year. Anyway, so I was there, this was towards the end of my first year. I learned this Gemara. I'm going to try to make you smart. Listen, I learned this Gemara, and I said, hey, wait a minute, I want a second year. I mentioned that to my parents. They said, what? The whole town knows you're only going for 1 year. We know you're only going for 1 year. You're only going for 1 year. I said, no,
Rabbi doesn't really want to learn. He just wants to prove everyone wrong.
Why? That also could be. I'm very, very competitive. Anyway, I always want to win. So anyway, but the point was, but what I realized was, I really wanted to learn.
Yeah, he's the basketball captain of the basketball team.
Listen, I really wanted to learn.
No jokes.
I really wanted to learn.
No jokes.
But listen.
I'm legit not joking.
Anyway, listen.
No cap.
I really wanted to learn. I made a decision. I want to come back a second year. And guess what? Believe it or not, my parents gave in.
4 years later.
And listen, along the way, there have been a lot of bumps. Plenty of bumps. Of would I go to college, not go to college. In the end, I didn't step one pinky in college. I stayed in yeshiva for the last 24 years. Believe me, I don't know. No jokes. But for the last, but I really, this Gemara was a turning point.
Lock it here.
What I want to do, I do. And what I don't want to do, I don't do.
Yeah. So we're lock it here. Okay. Look at us. Revy's in centers because he wants to be a Magid Shear, so Revy...
Anyway, here's the story.
God's
gonna
make it
so, for real, let's get back to work over here. I've discussed this Gemara with many people, and many people tell me, how good is it, you know? Many people tell me, I would like to do it, but I just can't because blah, 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 blah. It's all blah, 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 blah. And it's really
but you
true.
You can't do it. You're not the guy doing it.
I
really don't.
But what's he saying? I really don't. What's he saying?
Rebbe, if you wear that jacket, you have to be Magid Shear.
So we have over here Bilam.
You have to choose.
Gedaya, welcome. We're talking about a big Yisite, which is...
Why are you so far away?
Because he's eating. He needs a table. Bedash Adam writes it Lelech Malichan Oso. That's this Yesod. That is this Yesod over here from Bilam. Now we learn from Bilam HaRasha. What did he really, really want to go? Why did he want to go? Not necessarily because he hated Klal Yisrael, but he loved covet and he loved money. And he probably didn't mind cursing Klal Yisrael.
Down for that.
So he really wanted to go. And Hashem said, don't go, don't go, don't go. But then Hashem said, go, 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 go. That's the Yesod.
Go, go, go.
And therefore, when you go back to America, or when you go anywhere, you have to realize it's your decision. You turn the steering wheel in that direction. Once you turn the steering wheel in that direction, then Hashem and the Malachim push the gas pedal.
How does that connect again, Roger?
Because in this week's parasha, Hashem told Bilam, don't go. Don't go to Balak. Don't go. Don't go. And yet, the Pasuk later on, twice, in Pasuk Chav, Pasuk Lamed Hey, the Pasuk says, Hashem said go. Hashem said go. Hashem changed his mind. The answer is, yeah. Not that Hashem changed his mind, but Hashem gives everyone a Bechira. You have the Bechira, and then you can go ahead. And Hashem will push the gas pedal. Now, and this sounds right, a few weeks ago, we had another example of this. Another example of this. Which was not as well known. This is a Gemara. The next thing is not a Gemara, the next thing is a Taisis. Not as well known, but there's a Taisis Masechta.
Shabbos.
Shabbos. Daf.
Look at how many pages.
Oh, Rabbi, I have in my notes.
What?
I have in my notes.
Let me find it.
Kuf Nun Ches
Avraham. It's Yud. Or Kuf Aleph.
Ayin Zion.
Why can't it be Yud?
Chaim, come back. We missed you already.
Oh, Pei Zion.
It's right around there. Here we go. Pei Zion. Taisus Pei Zion.
Come on. Give me credit.
Very good. The Gemara in that Pei Zion.
Zion randomly.
The Gemara in that Pei Zion is discussing.
Give me credit.
Is discussing.
I heard it 4 weeks ago.
The sound of Ringo is a goat. That's on the recording.
Heck yeah, I'm on the recording.
All right. So the Gemara there is discussing Moshe Rabbeinu, who separated from his wife. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's wife's name?
Zipporah.
Moshe Rabbeinu separated from his wife, and Miriam was upset with it. The Gemara there says, listen, I'm trying to make you smart. Don't fight. The Gemara said that what? The Gemara said that what? That Hashem was masking to Moshe Rabbeinu. There are a few things that Moshe Rabbeinu did, Hashem was masking to him. This is one of them. Separating from his wife.
Yuri and Behash know this.
Yeah.
Separating from his wife. But listen, my friends, this is like one leaf of a beautiful tree, okay? So don't get carried away by the leaf. I want you to see the whole tree. Okay? So we have over here Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu separated from his wife and Hashem was masking him. So why was that Miriam was so upset? If Hashem was masking, why was Miriam upset? Zok Taisus, can you guess what Taisus says? Miriam was upset because Hashem was only masking because Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted it. Zok Taisus.
There's a Taisus on Yud, I know
that. Afal Gav. Hello, Gavi, listen up over here, we're getting smart. Afal Gav. Tehizki HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even Hashem was masking to it. Still, Miriam was upset. Why? Miriam was upset with Moshe because it was only because you, Moshe, man, wanted to separate from Tzipora that Hashem was masking to you. And therefore, the taina was on Moshe Rabbeinu. What we have over here is unbelievable. You make your decision. You steer the wheel. Hashem puts the gas in. And therefore, Hashem will help you along the way.
We'll help you with this.
Okay, great.
If you're going to do Avera, Hashem will help you.
Yes.
Not proud of it.
Who said being proud of it? That's what Miriam was having a taina.
Because he's over here.
Mazah.
Because you said, because Moshe Rabbeinu did it.
Hashem was masking.
What's
check is that? Good. So Moshe is asking, does masking mean helping, encouraging, saying that it's good? But
no, masking was it because this is the decision you want to make. Jack. Okay, I'm masking.
I'm on board. Okay, now, this was the background. What? Right? Because Hashem was masking, right?
Because what that is better, we're both Nevi'im, and I'm not just leaving my husband because I'm down for it.
What
That's fine.
Right.
But Miriam and Aaron were both Nevi'im on a very high level. So because you're a little higher than me on the Navi chart, therefore you get to...
Jackson, are you
lying? Ask your doctor to request. Like, you have to request sometimes. You know, she can't be upset at that.
Now. Huh? Right. So let's see this. This is the background. Now we're going to bring it back to the parsha, a little bit more in the parsha. Okay, so just remember this is started. Maybe it'll change your lives. Maybe it won't. It helped change mine. You make the decision. You steer the wheel. And I'm telling you, I've seen this so many times in my personal life and other people's lives. You just make that decision, but be committed to it. It's not a joke. You make that decision. You commit to it. Hashem helps you. Now, I want to come back to this week's parsha. All right, this may be Moshe and Sana, you heard already, but we're going to tie it into this big site, which is, by Moshe, Paro. Paro had some advisors. Who are Paro's advisors? Bilam, Yisro, and Eov. Eov, we're going to say for a different time. But at Paro's table was Bilam and Yisro.
Can I ever come to be normal?
Now, does anybody know what happened to Yisro? Yisro ran away. And what did Yisro do with his life? He became from a king. He became then from? And who were Yisro's two famous son-in-laws?
Yeah, Elazar and Moshe. Yep.
Moshe Rabbeinu and Eliezer, Aaron's son.
Yeah,
Yisro's daughters, two of them married Moshe and Eliezer. Can you imagine that?
Yep.
Moshe and Eliezer, these were like the two kings of Klal Yisrael. Leaders of Chai Israel, Yisro got them. How that happened?
He steered the wheel.
He steered the wheel, baby. What happened was he was. I want to picture this. Bilam and Yisro, they're both in the same league, right? They both were in the same table by Paro. That means they both were similar stature. At that moment, Yisro made a decision, Bilam made a decision. Bilam made the decision, he stayed put, he continued on this path. And what happened to Bilam at the end of the day? Bilam died a miserable failure, a disgrace to humanity, right? The Mishnah Sanhedrin says he's one of the people who doesn't get Olam Haba. He could have. He was big. He had a lot of kaiches. But he turned the steering wheel. He saw the big G sign. He turned there. Right? That's where he turned. Gehenem! That's where he turned his wheel. Right?
So the bear left?
But Yisro turned his sign to the big
G.
H. God. He turned the other G to God. He went to his team. That's good. I'll take it. So that's what happened over here.
That's why it's called G and G.
G and G.
Gehenim and God.
So that's the name of this year. The name of this year is G and G. Gehenim and God. You got that? So you have the steering wheel. Bilam turned left. Bilam turned left.
Very passive this year.
Yes. Yes. Shah, I want to hear what I was saying. What?
Why would you steer the steering wheel without gas, though? If you have a car, you have gas.
No, you think you got gas. Charlie, it's my turn to answer. You think that you have gas. You think you're in control. You're steering the wheel. The truth is, you're really just going through the motions. You're doing the ishtalus. But at the end of the day, Hashem's the one pushing that pedal. What a person could accomplish is really not in his control. Chayvus Alavavus, Perek Dalet of Shai B'tachon, says, Bechira, you decide it. And you're going to get schar for your decision. Whether you're successful or not is up to Hashem.
If you do your best, Hashem will do the rest.
That's right.
Wow, that's the name of this year. Killed it.
Wow, we got so many names this year already. Okay, but what I'm trying to build over here is that we see it in the Gemara with Bilam. We see it in the Gemara Bilam. We see it with Tisus, with Maisha, Benu, and Miriam. And now getting back to the parasha, we see Bilam and Yisro. Can you imagine Yisro? Do you know what Yisro has? Maisha, Benu, and Ezra Kayin are his team. Because he made that decision. It wasn't easy. Imagine running away from Paro, running away from like the leaders, being the leader of Midian. He made that decision. What? Who went out there?
Israel.
What do you mean he went out there? What do you mean? When he came from? Anyway, who said? But anyway, so that's that. Next.
We're not doing this
one. Next. Moving on. I'm moving on to another storyline of this parasha. Yadi. I want to know, Can you tell me, Shimon and Levi teamed up together
and destroyed Shechem.
Shimon and Levi joined up, and who did they kill? Shechem. Shai Shechem. What parsha was that, by the way? Anyone know? Anyone know?
Yeah, Yisro.
Moshe went over. Parsha Yishlach. Right, Shechem. Shechem took Dina. Violated Dina. Shimon and Levi were very upset. What did Shimon and Levi do? Kill them. So what do you see? Moshe, listen up over here. Shimon and Levi. We're getting there. Why are you going to miss it right now? We're going there. Shimon and Levi went ahead and destroyed Shechem. Why? Because of the znus. They couldn't take it. In this week's parsha.
I just helped you out.
In this week's parsha. What happens in this parsha? At the end of the parsha. At the end of the parsha, Pinchas ben Elazar.
It's her Isha. Something.
Is this your best friend's parsha? Pinchas ben Elazar. What did Pinchas do in the end of this parsha? Who'd he kill?
The spear.
Spear. Who'd he shish kebab? Who?
Three people.
Himself?
No, Zivchi.
Not himself.
Zivchi.
Good morning.
Zivchi.
No.
What's the name?
Zimri. And
okay,
Kazi.
Same difference.
Pinchas killed Zimri and Cosby. Why did he kill Zimri and Cosby? Because they were doing znus. Now, for an extra, what? Zimri was a boy, Cosby was a girl. Now, for 2 points, and the Sanhedrin can answer this, which shevet was Pinchas from?
Levi.
Pinchas, Ben Elazar, Ben Aaron, a Kohen. He was a Kohen, but Shevet Levi. Okay? So Pinchas was from Shevet Levi. Zimri was from where?
Reuben,
Shimon, Levi. Where was Zimri from? Shimon!
We just said this.
Zimri was from Shimon. Now I want to point out how remarkable that is.
Right, yeah. Double bonus round.
You guys are appreciating this? Zimri.
I don't do recordings.
Zimri ben Salu Nasi Beis Av LeShemayni. You got this?
Tell those guys on the website to show up.
Zimri was a Nasi from Shevet Shimon. I want to point out how ironic, or how whatever a fancy word is, Levi himself and Shimon joined together and killed Shechem because of his nus. Fast forward a few generations. Shevet Levi, Pinchas from Shevet Levi, kills Zimri from Shevet Shimon. What happened over here?
He has a question.
I want to hear in a minute, but first I want you to understand this. You hear this?
Yeah.
Levi, Shimon. Fast forward a few generations. Pinchas from Levi kills Zimri from Shevet Shimon.
Where's Mako?
You don't mean Znus.
No, because they were also doing Pritzis and...
Pritzis and Znus and the whole table of things. But I want to highlight something. Shimon and Levi were united. They were united in the fight against Znus. And then fast forward a few generations, someone from Shevet Shimon went off the D... and decided, and he was Mizana. Levi stayed straight. What you see over here is, you may have a certain path, and Shimon tried to set his family on a certain path, but there was someone deviated. Someone off that path. When you go off the path, he went to the other extreme. Someone from Shimon's tribe, went off, turned right.
He over-exuberated himself.
And therefore, we have Levi killing Shimon. Okay, so what I'm trying to point out in this parsha is that you have Bilam and Yisro choosing two completely separate paths. They were at the same dining room table with Paro. They went two different paths. You have Shimon and Levi. They went the same path, but someone in Shimon's tribe made a right turn or a left turn, different path. Okay, and we'll end off with what?
Where does he even have to learn?
Yeah, I think his stomach is hurting. Or at least, like, teacher, I have to go on my. Okay, anyway, so now. I'm a funny guy. So now, and we'll end off with this Balak. We discussed Balak.
Yeah,
who right. was Balak?
It was Balak's dude.
Balak was.
The king.
Balak was the king. And as we spoke about last night's Mishmar, Balak brought 42 carbons to Hashem.
Seven times.
He recognized that.
42? What?
He recognized Hashem. He wanted Hashem to curse Klai Yisrael, but he recognized that there was Hashem in the world, and the koyach was up to him. Because of that, the Gemara says the Rus came out from him. Davim Absalom came out from him. So even though Balak was distorted, Balak was wrong. His intentions were not right, but there was something that he had. There was a decision that he made. He could have gone to the Bode Zaris and say, Davin, I want to destroy B'nai Yisrael. He didn't do that. He recognized the strength of Hashem. He realized the strength of Hashem. And he was hoping that...
Why is that so crazy? You just saw them come out of the triumph. Like, you just saw
I'm not saying it's crazy. It's great. He learned something.
God's working, so let's
100%. He learned something. And he recognized Hashem. But again, what we see over here is Balak, who was in the evil world... Eventually had Rus, Dov, and Shlomo come out from him.
Is that the path he wanted?
That was a certain path. Now, he wasn't strong enough to make that decision himself, but it looks like he set something to motion. So what I'm trying to point out over here is, you have three different storylines in our parsha. Bilam and Yisro, you have Shimon and Levi, you have Balak with Rus, you have people that, based on the decisions they made, change the course of their lives and their children's lives. All you have to do is change the steering wheel. And as I said, the mushel, there's another mushel I have of steering wheels. Yodi, I need your help. I want three different sized steering wheels. Give me the smallest steering wheel size.
Small.
Give me a small one. Small, you like? A race car, okay? You guys ever drive a race car?
Boy.
Those steering wheels are really small.
And the
Tesla's also?
Yeah.
Anyway, if you move that steering wheel a little bit.
Not all of us live in the podcast.
If you move.
Actually, maybe the Bugatti.
The Bugatti, yeah. A Bugatti. If you move. He sounds like terrorist. Now, if you move that steering wheel a little bit, it's a tremendous effect on the car. Then you have the regular cars. You move that steering wheel a little bit, it has an effect. Then you have those buses, right? You have to turn the wheel for an hour and a half to make a left turn, right? Right? You have so many different types of steering wheels.
Power steering.
Our decisions are like that also. Right, Yudal? Some decisions will be felt immediately. Some decisions, the impact won't be felt immediately. Some decisions, it'll take a while, a very long time. You may not see it. You may not feel it. It may not be in your lifetime. That's what you see over here. Bilam and Yisro, their decision was felt immediately. Their lives were completely changed based on the decision. Shimon, something happened in Shimon's family, a few generations. By Balak, many generations. So that is the Yisro over here. Today's shiur is all about steering wheels. That's the name of today's shiur.
What?
Steering wheels. I don't know. But that's the Yisro over here. All right. Have a wonderful Shabbos.